right, all right. I want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace, and you are listening to Simplify Complexity, your relationship podcast. And so we have Miss Dana Tyler here again as a special guest host. Say hello.
Hello.
All right. So I asked Dana to come on because I wanted to do a special Valentine's podcast. And this one actually isn't for those who are in relationships. And so normally during Valentine's, if you're in a relationship, there's always something for you. But I wanted to do something for those who are single, because that's always an awkward time, right? It's Valentine's, yeah. And it's like, okay, yeah. I'm single. And so we want to talk about being single on Valentine's Day. So yeah. Being single on Valentine's Day. So when I approached you first, let me go here first. For those that aren't aware, Dana is single, I'm single. And yeah. So for those that are listening, you're like, can you relate? You know,
absolutely.
Then, all right. So tell about that. What are some of your experiences on Valentine's Day? What do you normally?
You know, it's so funny because when I was married, I never celebrated Valentine's Day, and I didn't even care about Valentine's Day. Like, I would be mad if my husband would go and spend $80 on some flowers yeah. on Valentine's Day. And I remember after he first passed away, I was like, hey, Valentine's Day is coming up, and I don't have a Valentine. And I think for the first time I was able to empathize with people who, you know, really have that loss or that sense of loss. And I had to figure out, well, what was I going to do to get past it?
Yeah. Yeah.
For the first time. And, you know, you never, what is they saying, that you never miss the well until the water runs dry?
Yeah, that's one of the ways it's said.
Until the well runs dry. Yeah.
And it's true. It maybe there might be somebody who is in a relationship that's listening to this, and, you know, take advantage of it. You know, snuggle up with your boo. You know, have those moments and appreciate those moments, because you're absolutely right. When you don't have that person, you do yeah. feel like, man, I want to give some flowers to somebody, or I really want to do something. And even though you have all the ruckus, you can say, of Valentine's Day,
the commercialism.
Yes. But there's still something special there where somebody's thinking about you. And when you're single, there's that moment where you're like, okay, it's very clear nobody's thinking of me.
Right.
And you feel that. And so you're good like throughout maybe the year, but it's like you get closer to Valentine's and other, you know, holidays, and it's very clear like nobody's, you know, thinking of me.
Yes. In fact, I just went to the store and just to pick up some salad dressing. And the store is covered with balloons, and there's a million flowers. Yeah. And like you said, there's that feeling, well, none of those are going to be for me tomorrow.
Yeah.
No one's going to send me, you know, some flowers or, you know, a little text message saying that they're thinking about me or that they love me. So,
yeah. So in that, what can you do when you're single and you're feeling that way? You're feeling, maybe even depressed, you're feeling lonely, maybe angry, a bunch of different emotions that can be happening. So what are the things that you encourage people to do?
The best, you know, defense is a good offense.
Okay.
Go and find someone to spend time with. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be, you know, your secret crush or what have you.
Yeah.
But find someone to pour that love into,
yeah.
you know, make a date with your niece or your nephew, make
yeah.
a date with you know, a close friend, make a date so that you don't fill the void of not having someone to connect with. Cause that's really what it is. You feel like there's no one to connect with,
yeah.
but you actually do have some people around you that really do love you. And
yeah.
of course, Valentine's Day should be a celebration of love,
yeah.
whether it's, you know, your potential relationship or not. So find someone. For me, it was my kids. I made sure my kids had flowers and candy and cards and all that wonderful stuff. This year, I plan to give all of my coworkers a little token of love, because it's more about what you can give to people than what you can receive. And the thing is, you know, when you put love out there, you'll get it in some
yeah.
form.
And I think that's what happens, is we begin to sulk.
Yes.
And we kind of get into this pity party And I don't have this, and I'm lonely, and you begin to look at the glass half empty rather than the glass half full. And you know, it's so important, as you said, there are people who love you. And if you don't have people who love you, come to our church. Amen. So you come to my church, you go to Dana's church, we go love on you. But that's part of the church. You have that body, that community that you can lean on. So if you don't necessarily have that family, there's people there that you can connect with. But are we willing to do it? And I think, and I'm gonna go with guys. I think for guys, pride actually gets in the way. So we'll allow our pride to kind of say, well, I don't need nobody, fine, I'm good. But in reality, you do. You know, we all
God
need that connection.
For relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
God created us for relationship. We all need one another.
Yeah, so it's just a matter of, for men, you know, just it's okay to say, I'm lonely. That's all right. And in that, you begin to seek healthy replacements. You begin to seek a healthy way to fill that loneliness. And I think that's sometimes, even as Valentine comes around, sometimes we can seek unhealthy moments or unhealthy relationships because we are lonely and we're trying to fill that void. So what are your thoughts on that?
Oh yeah. Don't call, you know, that, we all know that we have that fallback person.
That person,
that we call because we know they only want the one thing anyway.
Yeah, yep.
And instead of, you know, holding out for that relationship that's beneficial, we want that temporary comfort, and then we'll go and get it, and you'll be so miserable after. You'll be so miserable after. Just don't do it. Don't call the fallback.
Yeah, and mind you, and don't allow them to creep in because, you know.
And don't allow them to call, yes.
Right, because they're going to start calling all of a sudden on Facebook, you know, all of a sudden they're trying to message you and be like, hey, right. And be like, do not respond. Be like, nope, I'm good. And I actually had a passage. And so for those that are listening, I was really encouraged by Paul. And Paul really talks about contentment. And in that he says in Philippians 4:11, he says, now that not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. And for those that don't know, I'm reading from New Living Translation. I really liked how it read. But listen to what he said again. He said, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little, for I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. And now, mind you, everybody knows that passage. We right. all know that last part, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you
Except
hear people say that.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, right. But people say that all the time, but they don't link it to contentment. That whatever you're going through, you can find contentment in Christ because you can do all things.
Right. And he said, godliness with contentment is great gain.
Yeah, yeah.
Great gain. I do want to go back to what you were saying earlier about, you know, those thoughts of loneliness and depression. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11 that God's thoughts toward us are good and not of evil. Mm-hmm. So if you're having those thoughts, you have to recognize that those are not God's thoughts for you.
Yeah.
And you have to like renounce them, reject them. I reject those thoughts of loneliness. I reject that I'm insufficient, you know, because we tend to internalize, well, why does no one love me? You know, if we don't have someone, and it's not that you're unlovable. It's not that you're not attractive. It's not that you're not some wonderful person. Yeah. It's just in God's time, he makes all things beautiful in his time.
Yeah, absolutely.
His time, not ours.
And we have to be careful in that, that we fill that void. We kind of talked about that earlier, filling that void, you know, with God. Because you're right, the enemy will just get into our heads and we'll feel like we're worthless. But you need to know that you are valuable. And God loves you so much. You are so valuable to him that he sent Christ to die for you. And so don't allow the enemy to cheapen your worth. And right. you don't cheapen your worth by, again, just going out and saying, well, I'm just going to get somebody. No, don't right. do that. You're worth more than that.
Absolutely. I also have another Valentine Day challenge, and very few people actually take it. Okay. But there's something that is beautiful when you learn to be alone. Can you go to the movies by yourself? Can you sit at a table right. at a restaurant
right.
by yourself and not feel uncomfortable? And even if you do, go out there and challenge yourself to do it. And you'll find out that, guess what? You'll survive.
Yes.
You're not going to die. You're not going to die of loneliness or embarrassment or anything else. And it'll actually, you know, give you that sense of bravery that you accomplished something. Can you sit and just enjoy yourself? And you know, people always say, oh, I enjoyed myself. But mm-hmm. did you?
Right, right. And I actually have a little bit of a confession. Is that's actually one of my favorite things to do on my day off is mm-hmm. I have no problems going to the movies by myself. And yes. I like going like in the middle of the day when nobody's yeah. in there, and I'll get the yes. perfect seat. I'll get my popcorn. Right. And yes. But you're right. We have to have that ability to understand that all we need is Christ. Mm-hmm. And as we understand that we can find that fulfillment in Christ, then we're actually in a healthier position to be in a relationship. Otherwise, you'll jump into a relationship and you're looking for fulfillment in that person. And no man, no woman can ever fully fulfill you. Matter of fact, eventually they're going to disappoint you.
Absolutely.
Now, that doesn't mean they're going to break up with you or break your heart, but right. meaning that they're not perfect. And so they're going to maybe say something that is mean, or they're going to make mistakes. And so if you put all of yourself into someone, then you're really going to be shaken when you have those moments.
Right. And when you're misunderstood,
yep.
There's no one who's going to understand you better than the one who created you. And it's so interesting that most people don't even like themselves, honestly.
Hmm. Yeah.
So how can you really expect someone else to like you or love you? Or to really know who you are if you don't even know who you are.
Right, right. Well, maybe as we kind of come to a close, and what are some things? So, okay, you're single, we're single, and mm-hmm. we're alone. So we know that we can hang out with our friends. But what can we do to encourage maybe some of our singles in the process of maybe opening up to meet people?
Come to Kingdom Courting University.
That's definitely one way. Well, I mean, but let's go there. I mean, so first, talk a little bit about Kingdom Courting University and what that is, since you're mentioning it.
I am stupid excited about Kingdom Courting University. So as you know, I wrote the book Kingdom Courting because I am the singles director for our church. And I discovered that our church members needed some guidance, oh my word, with dating. So I wrote the book. And in the course of teaching from the book, we actually developed Kingdom Courting University, which takes place April 20th through the 22nd during Amen. Our annual convention. Yeah. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We have a tremendous speaker coming all the way from South Bend, Indiana. And in the pastor right. of, yes, in the person of Pastor Jonathan YPJ Miller. He's out there on Instagram. You can follow him and check him out and see some of the great relationship wisdom that he provides. But we also, you know, give financial aspects of, you know, relationships. And we just talk about the whole package because we seem to think that marriage is this, you know, fairy tale happy ending. And it's really not. It's a lot of work to be in a relationship and to be in a successful, sustained relationship. So I'm yeah. really excited about that. But, you know, the biggest thing that drives me nuts as yeah. a singles director is that you put on all these events.
Yes,
and you
yes,
try to make
yes.
it as comfortable as possible. You know, we recognize, I want to meet somebody, but I'm too scared to meet somebody. Come out. Like, when you see singles events, take the leap, take the plunge,
yes.
go, and just go with the expectation of having fun. Don't put so much pressure on yourself that you're going to meet the one,
yeah.
but, you know, just come out and expose yourself to different people.
And that's one of the things I encourage people is that, you know, you have to put yourself in a position for success.
Yes.
And so a lot of times we're lonely because we choose to be lonely. Meaning, as you said, we're not putting ourselves in a position to where I'm active maybe in church. You know, go mm-hmm. on a missions trip. You know, so you'll meet some women, you'll meet some men there. You go to like Kingdom Courting, go to the singles events, go to the young adult events, go, you know, just be active. Now, don't be active in the club.
Don't be in the club.
You know, you're not going to find the right person in the club. I mean, if you're looking for... and I remember there was a moment where, because I wasn't always saved. And I remember I was in the club at one time and I was looking around. I'm like, why am I here? Like, I wouldn't want to marry any of these women. And so there is, you have to understand that you want to put yourself in the right position where you can meet the right man, the right women. And so be a part of these events. As a matter of fact, that just reminded me of another one because I'm really excited to be a speaker for the retreat we're going to go to. So why don't you give a little plug on that one.
Oh my gosh. So I'm stupid excited about
meeting. No, you got to give two stupids. Like, because the first one was stupid.
Okay, all right. Ridiculously stupid, excited, because as you said, Pastor B is going to be a guest speaker at the Be Made Whole Body, Mind, Soul mountain retreat that we are going to have in May. That's May 19th and the 20th in the lovely, lovely mountains of Running Springs, California.
That's right.
We've got some awesome things planned for that retreat as well. And that one's a little more informal. We have some informal teaching sessions. We call them fireside chats, where we like sit around in our pajamas and like get some good teaching and eat some Scooby snacks. We'll go out for some lake excursions, do some shopping. I am really hoping that the weather agrees and we can go parasailing.
We're already going to believe in Jesus' name. It's going to happen. So now, really quick, where can people, what the website can they go to get more information on these?
They can go to my website, www.danatyler.me. And everything is either on the singles tab or on the registration tab.
And what I'll do is I'll actually put something up on our website, simplifycomplexity.org. So that way you can also go there to get the link for more of these events, these great events. But just coming to a close, we really just want to encourage you, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through, just know you're not alone. Just begin to seek just strength and encouragement in Christ. Know that you have self-worth and that Jesus loves you. And there are opportunities out there for you. So just continue to be patient. Don't fall for, you know, don't go back to the hookup.
Don't go to the fallback.
The fallback, okay.
The fallback, yeah.
So don't go to the fallback.
Move forward.
Forward, right?
And so just move forward
and just again, just be encouraged. So we pray that this special Valentine's single edition podcast was a blessing to you. Again, go to the website. We love to hear your comments. We love to just hear how this podcast and this ministry is blessing you. Go to Dana Tyler's website as well to learn more information. You can just Google Dana Tyler and you'll see that as well. So did you have any final thoughts?
I did, because, you know, we talked about going to Christian events, but you can go to a cooking class, you can go to a dance class, you can, like, just expand your circle of friends. It doesn't necessarily have to be in that Christian setting, because you never know, you know, where you may find your special someone. There's no guarantee that you're going to find him, you know, in your church.
Or her, you know.
Yes.
All right, so maybe you want to close us in prayer?
Absolutely. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise you for your goodness and your mercy toward us. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. We thank you for the love that you commend toward us. God, I pray that you would wrap each and every person, each and every listener in your loving arms. God, help them to know how significant they are to you, how significant they are to your plan. And Lord, help them to genuinely feel the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts. Help us to show love one to another. Perfect our love for you and our love for one another. And we thank you because you're so good to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. So thank you so much for being with us today. God bless you and God keep you. Until next time. Come on.
place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another.